News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday update with the Bryan Police Department and Officer Kelly McKeithen. And let's remind listeners about the Junior Police Academy.
Yes, we are accepting applications now for the Junior Police Academy. And what it is, it's a free program for kids going into the 10th, 11th, or 12th grades next year. It's 2 weeks long. It runs Monday through Thursday from 1 to 5, excluding the very first class and the very last class. Those are at night so that parents can attend. And it's going to start on June 17th. There's going to be some classroom work as well as a lot of hands-on activities to give teens an idea of what police work is really about. And if they go to Bryan High or Rudder, they can get an application from the GO Center and can turn it into their school resource officer. If they are homeschooled or go to another high school, they can go to www.bryantxpolice.com and click on the Junior Police Academy logo, and right there they can download the application, and it tells them exactly what all they need to go with that application. Deadline is May 24th.
And somebody might think, well, heck, I got a lot of time, but they haven't looked at the application to see what they have to do either.
Well, the application is not that lengthy, but we are only accepting 15 students, so it is, class size is limited. So the first come, first serve.
All right, moving on this weekend, the Fest for West that you all are involved in.
Correct. The Downtown Bryan Association, along with the Big Red Drum Entertainment, the Bryan Police Department, and Bryan Fire Department, we've teamed up to put on Fest for West, which will be this Sunday, May 5th, from noon to 8 p.m., and tickets are $10. It's music all day long from all genres. We've got rock, blues, classic country, folk indie, and more. So come out, have a good time, listen to the good music. They'll have food and drinks there. And all of the proceeds will go to benefit those affected from the catastrophic event in West. They can go to www.facebook.com/Fest for West for additional information. Or they can just search Google Fest for West and they can find some information on it.
All right, moving on to a couple of things that are timely this time of year to remind property owners about, one being municipal code violations dealing with grass and weeds.
Yes, this is the springtime. Grass is growing crazy right now. I mean, we're mowing every other week, I think. But I just wanted to remind the listeners that if your grass or weeds or get over 12 inches long, that is a city ordinance violation and can cost you up to $230. So and the purpose of that ordinance is to keep the rodents and the snakes out of your yard and away from your neighbor's yard as well, because that tall grass just breeds rodents and, you know, insects and all kinds of things. So get your yards mowed. You know, I looked up online, a push mower can cost as low as $150, or you can get a, you know, local team in the neighborhood to, you know, mow it for probably $30 or less. I don't know what the going rate is nowadays, but the point is to keep your yard mowed and keep your neighborhood looking nice.
In a related note, the same thing for trash and debris in the yard.
Correct. You know, spring cleaning, people are, you know, throwing a lot of things away. And we do have some people who store things in their front yard, and that is against the city ordinance. So you cannot have any kind of piles of garbage, rubbish, waste, wood, metal, or abandoned appliances, anything like that, you know, sitting out in plain view. And a citation for that can cost you up to $315. So you can go to our Bryan website, and along the top it says City Services. If you click on that, and it'll tell you when bulk rate or bulk pickup is, what days in your neighborhood, or you can call the city services at 209-5900.
And the city website being bryantx.gov.
Yes.
Wrapping up with traffic enforcement.
We are, of course, you know, we want you to slow down all over town, but our traffic unit will be focusing in on the 3200 block of Austin Estates, which is 30 miles per hour, and the 300 north Earl Rudder Freeway, which is 75 miles per hour now.
And hopefully those folks that are monitoring along the freeway will also monitor, making sure that traffic will stay in the driving lane unless they are passing, and then they are
correct
in the passing lane.
Correct.
Just my editorial 2 cents worth.
I'm sure they will be looking at that as well.
My continual soapbox. So
move over, let people pass.
Exactly. Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.